right?
Well, you know, we just had some x-rays done. So, you know, we'll find out something probably later on tonight or tomorrow. Other than that, you know, just a normal procedure. Nah, I doubt that. You know, I don't really know the severity of it, but I doubt they're broken, though.
Talk about the fourth down pass to Devon Best there to keep that fourth quarter drive going.
Yeah, that was a huge play, probably the biggest play in the game, thinking about it, because, you know, I was so happy for him coming back, you know, similar situation, you know, to a week ago. And for him to step up and make that play and to get himself open right there, and, you know, couldn't be more proud of a guy, you know, bouncing back today and having a great game like that.
What was that play supposed to be?
Well, you know, it was a play where we was trying to, you know, hit the back, or I don't even know if I even called it right, first of all. But, yeah, but, you know, it was a play that, you know, we was trying to, you know, get something quick and, you know, get the ball out of our hands, but also make sure we get the first down. I didn't want to throw it unless I just knew a guy was completely going to be open, because if we incomplete it, you know, we lead in with 4 minutes on the clock. And I said, if I have to, I just scramble around and see if someone can pop open. And, you know, we end up, I knew they was coming. You know, they pinned their ears back and they was coming.
Was it tough for you to operate after the hit? Were you breathing all right?
It was extremely hard. Like I say, you know, I try to do the best I can. I thought the guys around me rallied. And gave me time to make some plays and make some throws. You know, I kept telling them that, you know, just give me time, because, you know, my ribs are really bothering me and hurting me. It was bothering me on a couple of throws, you know, and I really wanted to cut it loose, and it was kind of grabbing me, and I really couldn't just get what I wanted to put on the ball for speed and accuracy at sometimes. But, you know, in this league, it's all about trying to keep pressing on. You know, it's a physical division we play in, and I don't think anyone this time of the season plays at 100%. You know, it's a lot of guys that banged up and beat up, and I think the bye week come at a good time.
Did you decide when you were sitting on the bench, whether getting medical attention, that there was no way that you were?
Yeah, I wasn't coming out of the game. They just have to drag me out of the game. You know, I wanted to stay out there with those guys and keep fighting. You know, we talked all week about needing to get this win, and I just thought the guys on both sides of the ball, you know, fought extremely hard. We knew it was going to be a four-quarter game. Give Baltimore credit. They brought it today. You know, it was a must-win game for them as well. And, you know, those guys, you know, they kept coming. You know, give them credit. They never stopped. And, you know, I appreciate our guys, because, you know, we stood up and kept trying to match them. And, you know, it just showed that we're growing as a football team.
You guys hit at the end of the fourth down play also.
Yeah.
Was that a reactivation?
Yeah, same thing. You know, same situation. I think Willis McGahee, we're the old guys on the team, so I got all I hear him, get up, you got to get up, I'm hurt, you got to get up. And so I was going to get up anyway. I was like, gosh, give me at least 10 seconds. I was like, can't breathe right now. But, you know, so in that type of game, you know, you just got to do your best you can to finish the game.
If you say you don't think the ribs are broken, then what do they tell you might be the problem?
Like I said, you know, we'll find out tomorrow or later on tonight. But, you know, just being in this game so long, you know, I can tell, you know, if something was broken or not.
Jason, when they called a timeout before that last fourth down play, did you think you were going to punt? Did you lobby for anything?
Nah, we knew we was going to go for it. We practiced on that probably more than anyone in the league, going for it on fourth down. If it's close, you know, like Coach said, even in the first half, he said, if there's time on the clock, we're going for it. And, so we knew in that situation, you know, he wanted to put it on our shoulders, you know, to win the game. Because if you get him the ball back, you know, who knows what's going to happen. So, you know, he put it on the offense, and, you know, for us to finish the game right there. And I thought the guys did an outstanding job. And, you know, our defense did a good job of getting them out of third down. I think the series before that, when they got to midfield, I thought that was a huge stop on that third and fourth.
Hey, John, it's the way you feel right now. If you had a game Sunday, you think you could even play?
Yeah, who knows? I'm pretty sure I will, though. You know, I would.
So you think the original hit was a cheap shot?
No, I talked to him after the game. You know, Nader told me that he wasn't trying to do anything on purpose. He said he actually was trying to jump over his guy to keep the guy from running into his leg. He tried to jump over him and just accidentally fell on top of me at the time. So, you know, he's not a dirty player. You know, I think he's a really good stand-up football player. And he came to me after the game and apologized. And, you know, said it wasn't a cheap shot or something that he was trying to do at all.
Did he just land on you?
Just landed on me. And, you know, the ball was between me and the ground when he landed on me.
Ray Forty lands on you, you feel that one,
huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I felt that one. I'm not going to tell you what's going through my mind, but... Yeah, that one was big. It was the same similar situation. I broke my collarbone, you know, against Cleveland 2 years ago. You know, I got landed on, and you know, that's the same situation. And you know, I just thank God for you know, protecting me and you know, not letting it be anything that dramatic.
Jason, why did you maintain so much confidence in Devon after the game he played last week to come back this week?
Because games happen like that. If you play in this league long enough, you know, it's hard to play a perfect game every game or play a really good game every game. You know, guys have games like that. And, you know, and he came to me Monday, and he said, Jay, I'm going to be there for you this week. And he told me that Monday, and I remember it. And I told him, I said, I already know that. I believe in you. You know, you didn't get this far playing in the league by, you know, going in the tank after something like that. And I just thought he came out here with it on his mind that he was going to, you know, show people what type of player he was.
What about Greg Little? Hasn't had a whole lot of big games this year. Comes out and catches something.
Yeah, a huge game. You know, I told Greg Wednesday, I told him, I said, you never know when it's your day. And I was like, with Josh and Jordan, you know, getting so much attention and, you know, getting a lot of the balls, I was like, you know, those guys don't get a lot of attention paid to them. So it's going to create an opportunity for you to make plays. And today was his day, and I thought he stepped up, made two huge catches, and a run after the catch. I thought it was the big thing for him. You know, he just didn't catch and get tackled. He got yards after the catch. And I'm so happy for him because now that gives us the opportunity to create more separation for Josh and Jordan, get them back involved in our offense. And at the same time, now those guys have confidence in Bess and Greg. And, you know, who knows, you know, how good we can really be. You know, it's just a matter of us just continuing to work together and continue to build our chemistry.
Can you talk about just finally, you know, getting the monkey off your back of 11 straight and where you guys are now?
Yeah, you can tell in the locker room. So the guys that's been here, like Joe Thomas and Alice Mack and, you know, DeQuell and those guys that's been here fighting their butts off years in and year out, you know, against the Baltimore team. They, like they said, they always been close. You know, just wasn't able to finish a couple of them. And today, to finish that, I think it was a sigh of relief for those guys. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. And I'm happy to be able to, you know, just be part of this. And I think it's a growing situation for us because it was a must-win game. And I said it all week, it's a playoff atmosphere type game. Both teams got to win. You know, we were 3-5, and they was 3-4. And to keep up, you know, close with Cincinnati, you got to win.
I don't know how much you knew of Rob Chudzinski before you came here, but what have you made of the way he calls games, the way he runs a team?
Well, I think it's outstanding. Like I said, there's no quit. And I think that's the attitude that the players, you know, they always say you resemble your head coach. And I think with the resilience that the guys are playing with, when it gets tough, you know, we fight even harder. I think a lot of that comes because, you know, our coach is that way. He doesn't quit. I think a couple of weeks ago in the Green Bay game, you know, people were like, hey, why are you, you know, trying to get the ball back late in the game, taking time out? He's like, it wasn't just a matter of, you know, trying to do so. It's just to prove a point. As long as there's time on the clock, you know, we're always going to keep fighting. You know, we won't ever have that mindset of giving up or quitting. And I think that builds resilience in the guys, especially a young football team, to know that, you know, your coach, he's not going to quit, so we won't either. And we take that mindset as well.
Jason, what do you think you've brought to the team these last two games yourself with your own play?
I just give God all the glory, you know. Put me in a position, you know. I think for us, my leadership, being around the league for a while, with our team being so young, especially on offense, you know, defense, you got DeQuell and, you know, a couple guys that's been around. But on offense, you know, you got Joe and Alex and the rest of the guys in Greco, but a lot of guys are young that's in our playmaking positions. And I just think that, you know, me being around the league a while, I think gives me the leadership to be able to help these guys and, you know, just understand, you know, it's not a race, it's a marathon. And each game is a game of his own self. You just have to keep approach it that way.
Thank you.